Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Olde Bravo. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me is a wonderful and hilarious man. It's Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hey, Ronnie.
Hi.
Ronnie and I, not only do we do this podcast, but we have other things we do as well. Ronnie does the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast podcast, which is great for all your bachelor and bachelorette needs. So you go check that out. Go subscribe wherever you would subscribe to this podcast. And then I'm also a guest host on the Game Brain podcast. If you like board games, check that out because it's super fun and super cool. And I also do a cartoon parody of The Real Housewives of New York called The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. And there's a new episode coming soon. I'm in the middle of animating it. Okay, it's very exciting, okay. Right? Introduction of a new character this week. So go check that out on YouTube. And also, another fun thing is this episode, we are recapping Selling Sunset. And we are not just recapping it here on the podcast. You can also watch us. You can come over to Patreon, El Patreon, and subscribe at the Crappens On Demand level. And then you can not just listen to us, you can watch us. You can see Ronnie there. He's making a little face. You can see I'm wearing my orange, Cincinnati t-shirt that one of our listeners gave us, okay, when we went to Cincinnati, right? So that's really cool. Before we get started, though, we want to give some shout-outs to some small businesses, especially want to give a special spotlight to some Black-owned businesses. Ronnie, do you want to start us off?
Sure. This comes to us from Caitlin, PSP, pepper, salt, paprika. That's what that means, PSP. Brooklyn is an artisanal hot sauce company with a focus on flavor in BK, New York. Jamal, the owner, is super kind, attentive, and helpful, and she's been ordering from them for a long time. Their sauces are all natural, and they come in flavors such as sweet Thai chili, Carolina red, everything green, Indonesian cayenne, and cocoa, mango, mandarin, maruga. Well, that tricked me. That was a lot longer. Okay. You can place an order online from anywhere in the U.S. Go support Jamal. Go to PSPBrooklyn.com to find him. That's PSPBrooklyn.com.
Sweet. One of our listeners, Whitney, she writes in about her friend's interior design business named Decurated Interiors. That's at Decurated Interiors on IG. That's DECURATED Interiors. Get it? Decurated. So Whitney's friend, Timola, is an interior designer based out of Tampa, Florida. And given the pandemic, she is offering services exclusively online, but will expand to in-person services once social distancing restrictions are lifted. Quotes can be obtained by emailing decuratedinteriors, all one word, at gmail.com. So go check that out. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And by the way, everyone, be safe out there. We know those coronavirus numbers are on the rise, so please keep socially distancing and wearing masks outside.
Yes, and you can get some masks over at crappinmerch.com. We've made a bunch of them, so go check over there for a fresh Bravo Crappins mask.
Yeah, they're awesome.
So now we are going to do some Selling Sunset. This is episode 3 in season 2, for those of you trying to follow along.
Yeah.
Season 2 has been out for a while. I think season 3 comes out in July or August, so
perfect.
We better start hustling.
I think I'm officially hooked on this show, Ronnie. I was like watching it, and I'm like, I was like, I'm loving this show all of a sudden. Like, it's one of those things where, like, nothing happens. And then all of a sudden, you know, like, the first few times we're watching, I was like, okay, I'll take a note about this and this. And then this episode, I was like, every little thing, I was like, Chriselle picks up a coffee mug. Oh, my God. I can't wait to talk about that.
Yeah. Well, nothing happens on most of the shows we watch. That's just kind of the way we roll.
Okay? That's true.
It's not like we're normally recapping, you know. I don't know. I can't even think of anything smart. That's how dumb this show has made me, okay? Well, can't even think of one smart thing to say. Amadeus, there, I said something smart about somebody smart one time. Starring a Lebanese man. Okay, there.
Well, you know what's funny? So this week we will be on our bonus episode. We're going to talk about $1 Million Listing LA. We're going to touch base with it. So I hadn't seen DLLA in a very long time. And I realized that Selling Sunset is kind of now my go-to flashy Los Angeles real estate show.
It's better. It's definitely better. LA has taken a kind of a dive lately, which we'll talk about later. I mean, a harsh dive, a sad dive, because I like that one.
I actually
too. I don't like New York, but I liked LA for a long time. But
New York drove me nuts. I mean, granted, Steve Gold, I could always look at him, but New York felt extremely producer-driven. Like, you could just, like, see the lines being written by the producers being fed to Frederick Eklund, okay? But, like... I think, not to say that Selling Sunset is by any means authentic, but I think once you go to Selling Sunset, it's hard to go back to the style of Million Dollar Listing LA, you know? It's
Well, and also, if people are writing the lines for them on Selling Sunset, they're morons, okay? It's like more, they're giving jobs to morons, which, listen, we both live in LA and morons need to work too, so I support it, you know, but...
I'm also disturbed that I'm starting to like Christine. I was like, ugh, I knew this day would come because whenever there's like a monster in the first season, I then start to like them in the second season. Like I cannot help myself. And I'm like, fuck, am I starting to like Christine? This is bothering me.
I actually kind of like everybody on it. And that's the sign that we're on a new show. Because when I actually like everybody, I'm like, oh my gosh, what a bunch of nice ladies. They're all just such hard workers. I give it three episodes. I'll be like, die! Just die! Put a pillow over your head until you're dead, all right? But for now, I like everybody.
I will have to say also that one of the highlights of the past 7 days for me was that Davina tweeted at us and was like, oh my god, you guys are obsessed. With then like a laugh emoji. I was like, I feel like that was passive aggressive and I love it. Like, that was an honor to be like, get a passive aggressive shade from Davina.
That's so Davina, that tweet.
It was so Davina.
You're like, oh, God, glad you're obsessed with me.
Sounds like your podcast is not coming from a neutral place.
I was on my way to calling you phony, whatever that was. Okay, so let's get into it. I also, one thing I really appreciate, I'm never going to get into it. Let's get into it. I'm never going to get into it. But one of my favorite things about this show is how it opens, because it opens like with a black screen, and then it's like, it always opens like it's some kind of action movie, and then like really high gloss openings, like a Jerry Bruckheimer, like a car flipping over the hills. But no, it's just like the dangerous thing here is the really high heels. Like they keep showing close ups of them all walking together, and the heels are this high. You know?
Yes. and then Trixie. I mean, Trixie's doing some of her best work on this show. Even if they are reusing it, that's okay. So this week, the Trixie song that opened up was "I Leave Gold on the Floor." Wherever I go, yeah, I'm killing it. I'm stealing the show.
I mean, I think if you're leaving gold on the floor, you're like literally not killing it.
You were not. You're actually not.
You just need a better wallet. You've got a hole in your purse.
I literally do not want a realtor to leave gold on the floor. Like, that's the last thing I want my realtor to do. That is so irresponsible. If you're gonna be irresponsible with the gold, then what are you going to be doing to my house? Unless it's a metaphor for Steve Gold. Like, I leave Steve Gold on the floor.
Or, like, I've got the Midas touch. So, like, everywhere you step, you leave, like, little gold, maybe, like, footprints. Mm.
Or maybe she has a gold floor crafting recipe on Animal Crossing. Because that's something that exists.
Wow. So.
Oh, and I should, by the way, real quick shout out. Because we promise not to get into this episode. Real quick shout out. If you're like obsessed with Animal Crossing, I'm not saying if you love it, because I don't know if I love it, but I just play it like for 2 hours every day for no reason. But if you play it obsessively also, there is a Watcher Crappens Animal Crossing group if you're interested in joining. It's called, this, Ronnie?
No. What is it, on the game? Like you go to the game and
join?
Yeah,
no, this has been going on for a solid like month and a half or so, or maybe 2 months. It's called Scary Island. Because we all have little islands in the game. So if you are interested, and it's a really great way to like swap recipes or find out if like Celeste is visiting your island. If you play Animal Crossing, this all makes sense to you. I know Ronnie's giving me eyes like, what is happening? But if you want to be part of it.
I'll be studying the piano, learning music like an intelligent person does during lockdown.
I recently bought a piano from the Nook Brand. The point is this: if you're in need of some Animal Crossing crap in this community, there is a group for that. So go look it up on Facebook.
Wow, we're there for you guys.
We are.
Okay, now for our dose of casual sexism for the week. Yes. Oh, I really like dating a girl that doesn't watch football because then I can make her like my team, you know? Like, she'll like my team because girls are stupid. They'll just like whoever you want, right? Like, look at this. Let me prove it. Mary, what's your favorite football team? And she's like, the Redskins. I was like, how much problematic shit are we going to have in this, like, 2-second scene?
I know, seriously. And he's like, all right, Mary, and what's your second favorite football team? The Raiders, you know. She's like on such edge. And then he like
hugs. Did you notice her twitching all over the place today? Like, I swear it's getting worse.
It's getting worse. I'm actually concerned. I'm concerned that there's either a drug problem or she has like a condition that needs to be addressed. I'm very concerned for Mary. There's something about Mary.
Ben and I were texting about this, like texting each other, like, are you watching the show? And Ben sent a gif of Sherry O'Terry, that lady who's always popping the pills. Yeah, like,
Mary is so herky jerky. So
it's so funny.
But you know what was also weird about this whole football thing was how when Jason's like, hey Mary, so what's your favorite team? She's like, Redskins. And he's basically like, here's a biscuit. He like goes up and gives her a hug, like, good Mary, you did it right.
Yeah, and then something weird happened. I don't know if she fussed or what happened, but like they hugged because he's like, yeah, she goes, that's right, you're one of my besties, sorry Christine, but you're my bestie. And then he hugs her and then she goes, sorry, I had pizza last night. And I was like, did he squeeze you too hard? Like, what happened?
She's probably like, you can probably tell out. I have some salt bloat going on, so I apologize for being 1 millimeter thicker today.
Yeah, please don't fire me.
So Christine walks into the office, and Christine always has this look on her face. She walks in, they always show this, like, maybe she wasn't walking in the office, but she was walking from behind the office, and the way the office is set up, there's almost like a catwalk. So she always has this look on her face, like, isn't it amazing I know how to walk?
She does.
Like, she's so proud of, like, I got
so it's
feet.
Like moving her head up and down, like she's saying hi to 100 paparazzo at the same time, you know, like, hi.
Hi, pencil sharpener. Hi, stapler. What's up? Hi.
No, tongue fully lodged between her teeth.
So then she sits down and starts doing, she's also, while this whole like football thing is happening, she's also like reapplying her makeup and looking at her compact, and her compact says, two-faced, but it's T-O-O. Like, you're two-faced. Get it?
Yeah, I think that's makeup. That's a makeup brand, I think, right? Oh,
you are just two-faced, girl. You're two-faced.
Two-faced, batch. Like, you literally, like, it's Tamara Barney is your compact.
Two-faced, yeah. Batch. Can you ever get two-faced, batch?
So Davina's like, hi, can I talk to you guys about Adnan? I could really talk to you about Adnan right now. And she looks terrified. Like, yes. She looks like the girl from Psycho who just, like, stole $100,000 from the safe and is about to run away to the hotel.
She is terrified. I'm terrified for her, just knowing what she has to do. And then my favorite part is that they keep on cutting to Mary, and they have the funniest... Just anytime they cut to Mary in the office, she always has these looks of like, what are they talking about with my ex-boyfriend? But she's always in a weird angle. They show her like sitting in her chair, like to the side. And then she like whips her head around like, and then she always has like a pen, like.
She did it like this time. She had her arm like over the back of the chair and she's like looking over and she's like.
That was a separate time. That was a separate cutaway. Cause I noticed that also. Right? She had like her arm, like, she's like, this chair is. Also, it's a load-bearing Mary chair.
Yes, it looked like she was like a broken doll. Like, her body's just like thrown over a chair. It's like the marionette's done, the marionette show's done, and the puppeteer is just like, fuck it, and throws it on the chair in the dressing room.
She was hanging on to that swivel chair for dear life. Like, she was actually like quietly experiencing vertigo. She's like, yeah, I'm fine, guys, I'm fine. Just let me just drape onto this chair for a second here. Oh my god, it's swiveling again. Oh, no one told me it was a swivel chair. I'm triggered.
Yeah, she does have that swivel where it's like going slowly. It's like, I can't control this. Okay, I'm just going to go with it. My head's going to stay in the exact same place. Okay.
All right, don't want to get dizzy. Find a spot. Find a spot. All right. Find that spot. Find that spot. Okay. All right. Redskins.
My head just cracked off. My head just cracked off. My head's on the floor. Oh, God. So Davina goes over to talk to the twins, who I feel like they're trying to differentiate this episode. It's like someone finally told them, guys, nobody can tell the twins apart. Yeah. So one of them's like, I like sports and chicks. And the other one's like, I never say anything, I don't think.
Yeah, Brett's the quieter one.
I guess. I mean, I still can't, you know, I can't tell the difference.
I can start to tell them apart a little bit. Just a little bit. Just a little. I think Jason is worse. I think Brett seems to be a little nicer. Jason's a little more obnoxious, but it's still like Jason has more like a rounder head and Brett's like slightly longer. I don't know. It's very subtle things, but I'm starting to notice.
I just feel like twins are fucking with me. Like twins like this they look exactly alike. They have the exact same haircut. They talk the same. I feel like they're just trying to fuck with everybody else. You know, it's like, yeah. At least the twins, there's twins on The Bachelor that we just saw the other day, and they look exactly the same. They finish each other's sentences, like, that girl sucks, mm-hmm. And they finish each other's sentences, but one of them has, like, a bunch of earrings, and one of them only has one. And I'm like, well, see, those twins, like, they're not trying to make you look stupid, because at least they're giving you a symbol. Like, give me something, people, okay? I feel ignorant.
It's hard. Luckily, Jason and Brett have not a lot of personality, so it doesn't really matter which one is talking at any given time, because it's pretty much the same thing, you know? So Davina is, like, all awkward, and so she's sitting down. She's, like, doing that thing where she runs her hair behind her ears. She's doing that. She's like, So I know that we talked about Adnan and his properties and his very special house in Beverly Hills. So, And so while she's doing that, she's like sort of like preparing by getting the hair behind her ears. Christine like rolls over to Maya, or she turns around. I guess Maya's behind her. And she's like, so I saw that house that they're talking about, and it's gorgeous. Like, it's... God, it's like my dream home. Like, one of the most well-done houses I've ever seen, ever. I'm not making it up.
Yeah, she's that girl who stresses one word in the sentence. She'll be like, I saw that house that Davina has. She's like, it was like countertops on bases.
Walls.
Tiles. On floors.
Faucets on sinks. Like, impeccable.
And Maya's like, what? Should I talk to fiance? You like this house? I'll say, fiance, she like this house. Ha, 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 ha.
Maya's a little joke. So then we go back to Jason and Brett, and they're talking, and Jason's like, listen, it's a dope house. It's a great listing. It does more damage to have a listing like that we don't sell, because how would it look if you, Davina, who's like doesn't even have fake boobs, sells a bigger house than I do and I run this place? So I don't know. I think it's a pass.
Davina's like, but like it's a pocket listing. Like, I mean, we don't even have to market it. We could just like call people, because like nobody has to know. Like, it could be a secret, our little secret, our dirty little Adnan secret, our $80 million secret. All right, well, 60. Well, I don't know. I don't remember who I'm talking to right now, because I just tell everybody different figures.
I'm thinking myself. Like, do I want to send that property to clients, or is it embarrassing? Like, what would happen if we went there and then a client was like, your favorite team? And then they said like Green Bay Packers, and I was like, no, Redskins. Then it was like really awkward. Like, it's embarrassing the entire place.
I'd have to like try and date them to get them to like my football team, and that could make it awkward. That could make it really awkward.
The worst thing would be for something to be embarrassing for a practice, you know, like, I don't know, submitting our office to a reality TV show. It'd just be so embarrassing. So, you know, we really can't do that.
So the girls are still talking crap, watching the meeting, because the meeting is just in a couch in the same room.
Yeah, it's by the decorative motorcycle.
Most place in the world, and their store is as big as a Claire's, and you know, there's like a couch where they have to have all their meetings.
Yeah, they all are so watching.
Heather comes over and she's like, "What are you whispering about, guys?" And Christine's like, "It would be the biggest listing anyone in the office has ever had.
Well, as a vegan who is still rather upset about what happened last week, I just have to say that, like, if Davina doesn't take it, then, like, what if someone else swoops in and steals and sells it? You know, someone else. Like, what if I came in and sold it? You know, just theoretically, you know?
And then she does a lip bite because that's how Heather's taken seriously. She's like, what if somebody else takes it and sells it? They're weird. They have such weird moves on this show. So then Christine is like, I think that Jason's not only being a little unreasonable, but also a little harsh with Davina. Because if this was Mary's listing, he would be like, yeah, babe, get it, babe, crush it, babe, sling it, babe, slurp it, babe, murder it, babe, dismember it, babe, put it in the trunk, babe, get it to the desert, I mean, whatever.
Meanwhile, Mary's in her chair, just clutching on for dear life, like, oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, okay. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Someone help me.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Higher than high-res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan lettuce.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy, cease and desist.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Oops, she did it again, it's Brittany Montano.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible Edible. Matthews sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
She's Ferrelio, it's Lindsay Ferrelio.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
So Jason is like, how long is the listing of the property? And she's like, it's just 3 months. And so they basically, he's like, well, we're not going to get one fucking so phone call. I can tell you that right
so
now.
Fucking pointless, right? So fucking pointless.
Yeah, so fucking pointless.
But I think the reason why we won't get a phone call is because I installed this cool new telephone that comes out from the floor. Hold on, let's bring it up. All right, it's coming up.
Hold on, one second. It's coming. Yeah, hold on.
All right. It's ringing. Hold on. We'll be with you in a second. Let me just, it's got to come up from the floor.
Oh, yeah, it's coming. Still coming.
All right.
Yeah, I missed that one.
All right, let's send it back down again.
All right. Yeah.
Mary, your foot's in there. Mary, get your foot out of there.
Ow. Sorry, I had pizza. Mary. I had pizza. Sorry, it was the pizza.
I had pizza, so I stepped in the phone hall.
So he's like, I just want you to know this could fuck up our chances with his other listings, you know? She's like, no, for sure, he's doing simultaneous with us, for sure. Like the Laurel one, for sure. Laurel Way, for sure, he's gonna list with us, for sure. Laurel, for sure. I'm like, Davina, sure. You are obviously a compulsive liar, okay? We've seen you go tell them that you'll do what did she tell them that they'll do? She's, like 70 million and then, or 40 million, and then she's telling the guy 75 million.
Yeah, well, because no, she said Jason last episode, I think Jason said like 50 million, so then she went and told the guy that'd be willing to do it for 60 million, and the guy was like, okay, you'll do it for 75 million. So then she came back, she told them 75 this time. She got her number straight this time.
Okay, so
Davina's like, she's like I have to try, guys. I'm just gonna do it. And Jason's like, well we have to agree on this. You just can't do it. You can't just do it on your own. And then it cuts to Chriselle like at her desk, just smiling, like just so happy, like doing her like Guess she should have come to the charity drive last year, huh?
Yeah. Maybe she should have shown some humility by giving back to others. Okay.
Instead of going to Burning Man. I don't know.
So the boys, the brothers talk about the pros and the cons, and he's like, fuck it, let's just do it. I'm like, yeah. you guys don't have to do anything. You're not going to spend any money on, just let Davina have her.
Exactly, please. Day. And so then after Jason has like put her through the ringer and like been such a dick about it, Jason then acts like he's like the great hero of it all. He's like, hey, girls in the office, Redskins fans, pizza eaters, I do want to congratulate Davina for a $75 million pocket listing, which is the largest in the office right now. Congratulations. I was totally behind it this entire time.
And she's like, no pressure, guys. Call anybody that you know. Just call any, no pressure, guys. And then this is where Mary's just hanging on her chair crazily.
This is where she just draped on her chair, blown away like the guy in the Maxell ad by Davina's pocket listing.
So then,
this is my payback.
It's like, how is that payback? I love Trixie Monocle, but sometimes she's just trying to start shit where there is none. You know?
So the lyric that I wrote down was her saying, everyone wants to be like us. Everyone wants to talk like us. Like la 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 like us. Everyone wants to sit with us.
That was the song in the next scene, but that other song is how they ended the other scene.
Oh.
Trixie Monocle has multiple musical cues.
Wow, okay. This is why she must love this show, that she can have actually two songs in between scenes instead of just a customary one.
So then this is where we get a close up of all those really high stilettos going to lunch. It's like, it's terrifying.
I love this because this is the scene where Christine, Heather, and Davina go to a coffee shop called Chit Chat. And so Heather always has like, she really has so much, you know, insight into the world. She's like, oh my God, we are matching and cute today.
Yeah, and she also like tries to scare everybody, you know, that friend who's always like trying to like scare you, because she goes, any dessert for you girls? And Christine just looks at her like, I mean, you're a snack already. And then Davina's trying to fit in with the cool girls, so she goes, can I have a little macadamia milk? Macadamia. Like, she looks at the other girls to see if they're impressed that she's ordering macadamia milk.
I know. I totally wrote that down also. There was like this, because the thing is that Heather started off by saying, I think I want to do an extra hot chai tea latte. So then you see Davina's like, Davina was just planning to have like a cold brew, and she's like, oh shit. I'll have a latte with macadamia and hazelnut. Are we good with hazelnut? Survey says. And then Heather goes, ooh. And then Davina goes, yeah.
Yeah, like she's so proud that she got macadamia milk. Like, I'm the one trying the new trendy milk.
Yeah.
And that's me.
And then Heather goes, I want that. And Davina goes, you can try mine, but just a sip.
Everybody wanna sit with us.
And so they Heather, have music while they walk to the table too. Trixie's
like, everybody wanna sit with us.
And Heather's like, is it coffee though? And Davina goes, yeah. You can have a sip. And then, yeah, it is coffee. Yeah. Yeah. I killed it with my macadamia nut order with hazelnut. Yeah.
Confused. I'm totally confused with popular girls. So Heather's like, you guys, I've been getting these little stress rashes. And Davina goes, from what? And she goes, stress.
Stress, you idiot. I hate your macadamia nut cocktail.
It's like the whole thing in the office, like, it's bad. And Davina goes, oh my God, I miss that. I miss that. What is it? What happened in the office? And she's like, well, it was a Mansa. Like, well, shut up. I did not ask about The Office.
Oh,
digital assistant. Yeah, she's telling me all about the TV show The Office.
I'm still a little hurt by Siri doing that because we didn't ask that of her.
Amazon.
So, shut up. So Heather is like, you know, with Amanda, like, first she was like sweet, saying like, you know, like that she was like being a mom, and like she's being a mom, she like respected that, like I get my phone number and everything, and then I was like, oh, like honey, thank you so much. It was like really sweet of her, you know. It was like she offered me some of her sort of coffee drink, and I was like, this is sweet, you know.
But then she was like, it terrifies me that you're going to meet the kids there, that you've already met the kids. And I'm like, first of all, I do not give a shit what you think. And like, obviously you do.
Yeah.
Because it's like one little thing and you're still going fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And now making a whole new episode about it.
You are having a tantrum at Chit Chat and you're not even enjoying your hot chai latte. Your very hot chai tea. So then, yeah, Heather's like, yeah, I don't give a shit what you think. If I'm moving too fast in my relationship or not, I really don't care what you think. I'm like, how has this woman not appeared on Karen's Gone Wild Instagram? Like, you know, how many customer service counters has she gone up to and been like, hi, so I actually ordered... I ordered this in size 0 and it came in size 1. And I'm just like, what sort of service do you guys have here? And like, why are you doing this? Because like, honestly, I really don't give a shit about what your day is like today because I have the wrong size camisole. Okay.
Yeah. They're like, what? I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, because like, she goes, I'm sorry, but like what Amanda's been through, like I'm sorry that you went through that, but like don't project that onto my relationship with the guy from Flipper Flop who was reportedly running around with a gun because he was so upset that his wife was divorcing. I was like, wait a minute. I seem to remember these stories of Tarek during this divorce, and I read them in the grocery store, which granted, I mean, that's basically the library in 2020, let's face it. But I was reading it there, and I remember like, oh my God, Tarek, like I had no idea Tarek was that, like, cuckoo. But I love that Heather's like, what? It's, like, totally safe. So he pulled a gun or something. Like, a big deal.
Yeah.
I just hung out with the cuckoo.
It's just that it was, like, so unsolicited and rude. No, I'm not talking about Tarek pulling the gun. I'm talking about Amanda. Like, she was very, very rude. Okay? And, like, you know what? Now I'm just going to have my guard up because, like, now you've talked negative about me and, like, a man that I love and his children. And, like, this is a huge deal for me and Tarek, okay? Like, we're incorporating our families together. Well, I mean, I don't really have a family. I have a plant, okay? And they're going to be, like, my little cubs in a plant, okay? And, like, it's just very judgmental and evil, okay? Very judgmental.
They're like my little cubs. And you know,
Christina
is like, fuck you.
Yeah.
But Christina introduced her new guy to her kids pretty quick, I think, too, because I watch her spinoff. Thank you. She's about as entertaining as Plywood, just in case anybody's wondering. Okay, so here's just in case anybody thinks I'm talking about my ass. You're correct, so you win something. I was talking out of my ass, but I just looked it over so I don't give bad information. The headline from People is, Tarek El Moussa jumped over the fence. Christina was crying and shaking. An alarming pre-split gun incident. According to officials, Tarek agreed to voluntarily relinquish all of his firearms for safekeeping for 30 days.
And that's what I love about him is that, like, he just, like, he volunteers things. Like, he's, like, volunteers his guns and his emotions. And I just feel like we're like in Fame of, you know? You know what Fame of is? When you're, like, in love, but you're also famous? Like, that's, like, what I'm feeling with him right now.
Yeah, he could have given them one of his guns, but he gave them, like, all 50 of them. So he's a good person, and that's why I'm taking care of the cubs.
I feel like he took my heart and put subway tile on it, and now I'm, like, just in a place I never thought I'd be before.
So Christine's like, well, I don't know how you feel about being around her. Are you gonna go to her party in Malibu? And Heather's like, oh my God, I mean, here's the thing, if I don't go, they're just all gonna talk about me. I'm like, no one cares, Heather.
Literally no one cares.
Heather is trying to make this happen so badly and no one cares. Every scene she comes into, she's like, oh my God, so you know Tarek, anybody want to take that? Anybody want
to? Also, like, the recurring theme of this show is having this cliffhanger. I'm not even sure if I'm going to go to the party. And then, like, next scene is them showing up at the party, like, every single time.
Yeah.
I'm going to grab your attention the way I get mine.
Take you to a new dimension. You won't believe your eyes.
So here we are in Malibu.
Yeah, right.
And Amanda's like, I have clients with an insane house, and they're never there, so they just let me use it to, like, blow off some steam.
Yeah, it's, like, really cool. So she's setting up for this party, and then everyone's showing up, and Jason, of course, is wearing a tank top that says the Oppenheimer Group. Like, Jason, okay, I know that you're trying to keep up with Mauricio and his, like, rampant promotion of the agency, but we're watching literally a show about your agency. You do not have to worry. You don't have to shill your agency to your own realtors at a private party on TV, okay? Hi, oh my God, welcome.
Hi,
oh my God, hi, babe. Oh my God, it's so good to see you, babe.
Hugs.
So they all are at the party. And then
Mary gets hit in the face with a ball.
Mary's just sitting there. She's like keeping her like wobbling under control. And then all of a sudden a football just like, it's like, she's like, whoa, 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 whoa. She's just shocked. So are the Redskins here?
So Mary's like, so is Heather coming? I mean, what's going on with that? You think Heather's going to show up today? What's going on?
And sorry, Amanda's like,
Amanda's like, I don't know if she's still upset with me. Like, I mean, I'm slightly worried about it. Like, I don't know. So then Chriselle is talking with Amanda, and she's like, you know, sometimes things fester, okay? Look, I mean, for example, look at that boil with French braids over there. Look at her. It's Christine. I'm like, do you like my French braids? Ah!
They're my braids, yeah. Look, ah. So they're all sitting there, and then one of the twins pushes Romaine into the pool, so there's like a splash, and Chriselle goes, oh my God, that scared me.
So Christine takes off her pants because they're making fun of her for wearing like a onesie, and she's like, do you like this bathing suit? And Maya's like, whoa, I need the glasses, okay, but yes, I love that suit, but God, I need the sunglasses for it. And she goes, thanks, isn't it slutty? And she goes, yes, I'm sure your husband like it.
We also have like a moment of Maya trying to understand how to say onesie. She's like, onesie or onesie or onesie, how you say this?
Onesie. So then Maya actually, someone throws a football again, trying to hit Mary in the face probably, and Maya catches a football, and she goes, Tom Brady or no?
Tom Brady or not, huh? Tom Brady. So,
guys, guess what happens? Heather comes.
He's like, yeah, way to come 3 hours late. She goes, sorry, I had to get my hair braided. So, anyway.
So, Amanda goes over and hugs her.
Hugs. Hi,
oh, my God,
hi,
thanks
hi,
for coming.
Hi,
oh, my God. Hi, oh, my God, Heather. Sit over
hi,
here.
Heather.
Sit
here, Heather. Hi, Heather.
Heather, sit over here. Here, how are you, Heather?
She's like, so Maya's like, are you talking with Heather? And she's like, I think so. I mean, I have no idea. And Mary goes, Amanda's got some vegan burgers for you if you want. She got some vegan burgers for you. She's over there.
I would have had one, but I had pizza earlier. So Heather's like, oh, really? Are you trying to make amends? Which is such an obnoxious way to, like, I hate people who are like, okay, I'm like, apologize to me.
Ready for your apology. Because Maya was like, I think she's trying to make peace with vegan food. She's like, oh, really? Are you trying to make amends? And Amanda's like, I mean, yeah, I would like to, I guess. She goes, well, we can talk now.
She's like, okay, I mean, like, honestly, like, it was, like, coming from my heart. And I felt so passionately about the situation since I'm going through it. And, like, it was a knee-jerk reaction, you know, sort of, like, emphasis on jerk. Being you in this case. And so I apologize if it came off as insensitive. I mean, that was not my intention at all. I was not trying to be insensitive. I was just trying to remind the office how ridiculous you are, thinking you fell in love because you jumped on someone's yacht and you've been dating for 3 weeks. Just putting it out there. That's all.
She's like, well, you said what you said, and I don't want to get into a relationship when there's all this negativity around it. She's like, okay, but I like to think there's a difference between negativity and caution, because, like, no one wants to think it's not going to work out, but, I mean, there's kids involved, and maybe you don't want to feel cautious, or you might not want to feel negative or whatever, but there's kids there, so you kind of have to think about the kids sometimes.
So I don't need you to be concerned about my situation. As someone who recently had a hot chai tea, I think I'm pretty much in control right now, and, like, you can be concerned about your situation and your macadamia nut thing that Davina got. Oh my God, so glad she's not here, right? Anyway, you could be concerned about your situation and whoever else you want to be concerned with, but like, you don't know me that well, and you don't know Tariq, although you might, because he's very famous, and our relationship with the children or anything else. So like, it doesn't matter if we've been together for like a month or 3 or a year. Like, we felt we were ready, and like, we're gonna go with it. So, long story short, I'm in a very stable relationship that's totally secure.
And Chriselle jumps in. She's like, well, I'm a stepmom, and my husband was married before, and he had a daughter. So, hopefully she slows down, because there's really no rule book. There's no rule book on being a parent. And Amanda's like, look, I'm sorry. It's a small group. I like you. Not that you need me to, but I'm not coming for drama. Like, I apologize. And she's like, well, you said what you said, and I wish you hadn't. But like I said, I'm not going to hold a grudge. Except for the past week, which I did every day and talked about it in every scene that I was here. And yeah, will continue to for the rest of the season. But it's not a grudge.
She goes, I'm not going to hold a grudge. I'm just going to be more cautious. I'm like, that's literally holding a grudge. I'm not going to hold a grudge. But just know that going forward, I'm not going to trust anything you say because of this whole incident. So...
yeah, and Chriselle's like, guys, if I can get past it with the hooker boil, you guys can get past it, okay?
Christine's like on all fours taking selfies, like, you guys talking about me? And then there's a shot of Mary sticking a lime in her mouth and nearly falling over. She's like, the lime nearly knocks her over. She's like, just going to put this lime in the mouth. Okay, airplane coming into the hangar. All right, must be a windy day on the tarmac. Get that lime in there.
So Chriselle is talking to Mary about wedding planning, and Mary's like, well, I mean, we're down to 60 now, which is good, because like, we're, you know, we have like all these rules now set up, like how many people are allowed to come, and like how long we're gonna spend with each of those people at the actual wedding, you know. Like, and then like, there's some guests like we're not sure about, like maybe like one we're not really sure about. Now here, I have to admit, this is where I was totally wrong, because last week I was like, I doubt that Romaine gives a crap. This is probably Mary, like, fuck her, going home and bitching and being like, fuck her, I don't want her there. And he's like, okay, babe. Totally wrong. Romaine cares a lot.
Yeah, Romaine cares almost too much. And so he's like, I don't want to be on my wedding. And Chriselle's like, who? Who was that again? I don't want to be on my wedding. I'm sorry, what? Can you just say that again? Yeah, I'm waiting. I don't want to be on my wedding. Okay, I'm just going to assume you said you don't want Arsenio Hall at the wedding, so I think that probably works out, because I don't think you know him. Okay, great.
Arsenio Hall. So Mary is like twitching with her finger on her chin, because like, I don't know if she's like trying to keep it in place,
I think,
or
she
if
is.
She's like, it's trying to think.
She's
about
supporting her head at that point.
So Romaine's like, I feel she disrespect my wedding, and she tell Chriselle, Mary pay for us. You know us. You know she doesn't pay for me. I was like, who is this guy? He's an ass. This guy is a total asshole the rest of this episode.
Wow, who'd have thought like a hot guy who coasts along basically on his looks would be sensitive about the fact that he is the poorer one in the relationship. So he's like, you know, when she said, I'll have nothing than a fake diamond, like, who the fuck are you? Okay, like, the meaning about getting engaged is about love, not material. I could have put a rubber band on her finger and she should be happy for her. You know what I'm saying?
No, like, sorry. No. And he's like, he's like, no person like that need to be happy at my wedding. And Chriselle's like, well, maybe you should talk to her. He's like, no, I not changed my mind.
I am more stubborn than anyone. Like, okay. She's like, and Christine goes, I mean, I say shit all the time, and I still expect to get invited to parties. So, I mean, I don't see your point here.
Yeah, she's like, I'm probably the wrong one to ask. I was like, no one did ask you. And Ramon's like, I don't care. No change mind. You can't respect me and then be like, okay, no.
Yeah. So then Christine tells us, she's like, being privy to this information is like really making me uncomfortable. And like, Davina and I have become really, really close since yesterday. And like, she's really, really smart. And like, I like that she speaks what's on her mind. And like, I feel like she's real. Like, she's like the only one of us who doesn't have fake boobs here, which is why she wasn't invited to this party. So anyway, I would hate for Davina to find out from anyone other than Mary. So I'm going to tell her.
Yeah, pretty much. So Mary's like, nobody tell Davina, okay? I mean, that's the thing. Nobody can tell Davina, okay? What we were just talking about. And Maya's like, 100%.
100. And Heather's like, how about 1,000,000%? She's like, is this real? 1,000,000%? What is this? Tom Brady, no?
Is that the onzy of percents? So Chrishell goes, I mean, I'm just so glad I got married right before I joined the office, because otherwise that would have been too stressful. So they keep putting in these like line, these things that Chrishell keeps saying, because apparently while the season was being shot, like, her marriage sadly fell apart. So, but they keep on putting in all this foreshadowing about, like, oh my God, thank God I got married. Oh my God, well, since I'm married. So I'm just waiting for that, aww, that other shoe to drop. I know it's sad. It's sad.
I'm predicting her reaction.
Yeah. Well, you know, just so it happens.
Huge smile plastered to her face. Yeah. Like, while tears come down her eyes.
Who would have thought if I married a really hot guy that it wouldn't work out? Oh my God. So,
big girls don't scream, something, something Halloween, make me feel alive, I'm Halloween alive.
Of course they play the scary song while they go to the valley. They're like, ooh, Halloween. Spooky, yeah. The valley.
So Chrishell's potential listing in the valley. Jason meets her over to check out this place that she hustled. You know, all that passing out cards in the Val really worked out. She ended up finding a listing.
So they go on like a little house tour because they're with the developer, and they're looking around. It's like a big yard and a basketball court, which was like probably a little scary for Jason. And then a lot of height. So then so Chrishell is like really it's really important for her to get this listing, because that way it can show that she can be successful in the valley.
Yeah. And the guy, Jason's like, so when you bought this, you didn't have any flatland back here in the backyard? And he's like, no, it was a hill. So we dug out the entire hill and then put it down here. Basically, we'd all be under dirt right now. Okay, yeah. If I hadn't done that, we're basically underground. And I was like, I don't know, in a city full of mudslides, if that's really what somebody wants, is like a giant wall while your house is kind of underground.
Yes, what but do you think? Do get... Well, I think in this city, people would be are happy to take a mudslide risk if it means that they get an open concept. So, you know. So then Jason is so condescending to this developer, by the way. He's acting like this developer is like a toddler who just managed to put the circle through the square hole. Yeah, I mean, or the square through the square hole. Because they're walking around and he's like, wow, oh, so you put in some LED lights in the staircase. Oh, okay. Oh, look at this closet. Oh, nicely done. Nicely done, guy. Nicely done. Way to go. Wow, I didn't know people on the other side of the hill could even function, let alone design a closet. Wow, blowing my mind.
Yes, you made this flat so you can use a shovel, which is pretty good. I mean, it took you 3 years, so good for you. So the TV that comes up from the ground, where is that? Oh, you haven't heard of those in the valley? Oh, okay. You'll get those soon.
Oh, you'll get that. You'll get there soon. You'll get
there.
Don't worry about it. So Jason's very impressed with Chrishell's hustle. And then they're doing like a whole pitch to this developer about like why this guy should go with Oppenheimer Group. And he's basically like, we have the best photography. We have drone photography. We do brochures. We don't do booklets. We're on a reality TV show. We're actually on Netflix. You're on Netflix right now. So I guess let's just really push that Netflix angle. You're on TV. I'm giving you more exposure than anyone else could give. So look, there's the camera. There's Reed Hastings. Okay, on America. So there we go.
Yeah, and the guy's like, well, I've talked to other people, obviously, and they've all talked prices. They're all talking about five. And Chrishell's like, well, some people will want to flatter you, but I'm hoping you're around 800 a square foot, because that's how I can sell it the easiest or whatever. And he's like, I want at least 5'5". And she's like, you know what? I don't know. I think if you go up to a 6, I mean, just because what's in the area, you know, like, on hills instead of like underground, maybe that TV sitting on top of something, I don't know about it. Does it, you're sure it can't move? I don't know. I'm just here to help you.
Well, I don't know. We put a lot of time and effort. I'm sorry, can I help you? Oh yeah, I'm just looking for the TV. I'm just tapping my foot. Is it there?
So it's like, okay, you've got the listing. Which was kind of anticlimactic. Yeah. I don't think he got anything he asked for, really. He's like, no. I'd like $10 million, and they're like, we'll get you $5. And he's like, take it, it's yours. I can't be happier.
All right, we're gonna send one of our realtors over. You're gonna meet her. She's great. She wobbles a lot and just had pizza. So enjoy. So then Davina and Christine go over to this place where Christine's going to be having her engagement party. And they meet up with Christine's party planner named Lisa, who is like very enthusiastic about everything. And so Christine's like, okay, So here's my vision for this party. I just want it to be like casual, things going on, no big deal, like sexual Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah. Like, just super simple. I want people to feel comfortable. So maybe like a zebra here, like from the Britney Spears music video. And then like fire dancers. Exactly. Can be...
Exactly. I'm just being Lisa, saying exactly everything you
said. Okay. And then like something in the background, but yes. Like nothing that'll take your full attention. I want like Cirque du Soleil performers. Cirque like we just fly them in from Vegas on zebras. Can we get blind zebras to fly the zebra Pegasus. The twisty people onto?
Zebra, we can do that.
That would be great.
We can do all of that.
Simple.
Yeah, obviously. So easy. Okay, done.
Can I get Train at this party?
I was thinking about that also. You know, the funny, I like how she says she just wants it to be casual, then says it's sexual Phantom of the Opera. What part of opera sounds casual? Were the people in Phantom of the Opera dressed casually? They were not in sweatpants, okay? They were in formal wear when that chandelier fell on their head, okay? Even the Phantom of the even the monster is dressed to the nines, okay? He is, first of all, he's wearing a mask, which is already inherently formal. And he's wearing a tux. He's like a very, very, like, I think that, like, it's between the Phantom of the Opera and Dracula for best dressed scary people, right?
Also, is pretty sexual, Phantom of the Opera, already. I don't know that you need to add that onto there. I mean, they're not, like, grinding and bumping, but he's, like, coming into her through music and, like, turning her on and stuff, right?
Yeah, or the chandelier is a visual metaphor of so many things, right? Am I right if you really look at it? So... So then,
slowly, really hung things coming down on your head.
Chriselle's like, oh my god, that scared me. So, Davina's like, what is your budget for this? And Christine's like, my budget is love. So,
my budget is I'm way out of his league. So, so she's like, yeah, I just want close family and friends, and obviously everyone I work with, everybody. I just want that on camera that I'm saying I would invite everybody because we're about to get to a discussion right now. So, anyway, this is going to be super awkward for you, more awkward than you trying to pretend you know what macadamia nut is. Okay, you braced?
All right, wait, hold on 1 second. I just want to get a photo of you looking. Really scared about what I'm about to say, and I'm gonna take another one in about 10 seconds after I drop this awkward news. Can you, Davina, can you do that thing where you run your fingers through your hair and hunch over it just a little bit? Okay, now, let's do some role playing. I'm sorry, ma'am, we're out of macadamia nut. Is there something else you would like?
That's perfect.
Your alarm looked so good. Oh my god, you looked so scared.
Okay, god, was that it?
Yeah, it was great. It was great. Okay. Anyway,
so she's like, we were at a beach party that you didn't go to, and Romaine had mentioned that he doesn't want you at the wedding. And Davina looks like she's gonna start crying. She's like, what? I didn't even know he was upset. And she's like, yeah, I'm as confused as you are. It's like Heather doing a fucking math equation. I'm so confused right now.
Cut to Heather trying to count out her change for a meter. Okay, 25.5. So that's about 75 cents right there. Right, got to start over. Okay, 1 penny, 3 quarters.
Stop judging me, change. So Davina's like, wow, okay. And she's like, I mean, he's like, Davina doesn't even respect my relationship. And she goes, well, what? I mean, that hurts my feelings. And like, Mary should have just like, I mean, why couldn't she just like come talk to me? And she's like, because that takes balls and we're talking about Mary here.
Yeah. And Christine's like, I mean, and let's talk about hypocrisy, right? Why does Chriselle get away scotch-free? If we were the ones, if she was the one talking about a prenup, she got away scotch-free. Just like a asking roll of tape, just gets away with it.
Asking for a friend. I mean, not a real friend, because these bitches are obviously not real friends. Sorry to tell you this, but I didn't want this to be an eyes wide shut kind of a moment.
Oh, and I love, like, that's my favorite mean girl thing to do. I'm so sorry to have to tell you this. I really wanted to have your reaction to myself.
Yeah. Did something like this happen in Eyes Wide Shut?
No, I think
she
that
just
Christine
means a regular saying.
I think she reverted back to her party planning by accident. I just didn't want this
Phantom
to be an
of the
eyes,
Opera's
wide
eyes wide shut.
Yeah, right. I'm so sorry, Davina. I just didn't want this to be an eyes wide shut situation. I'm talking about my party. I don't want it to be like eyes wide shut. More Phantom of the Opera. That's all.
So let's go to the farmhouse for a staff lunch.
Farmhouse, home of all reality TV excursions.
Christine's like, oh yeah, farmhouse. Have you been here, Chriselle? And she's like, yes. She goes, I love it.
Well, you could put that on your Yelp page. Christine loves that. And all the girls are walking, they're like, smells fresh. Smells fresh. Oh my God, it really smells fresh in here. It smells really fresh.
They get to the table, and Maya goes, before we sit down, let us play musical chairs. I'm kidding.
Hey, I did that joke when I said, Christine, hold on, let me take this call. Hi. Christine fiance, Christine want new house. I just, you know, comedy come easy, you know?
So where's Amanda?
Wait, by the way, can I say something? Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but I forgot that this happened also.
I'll just pause in this face while you go.
When Maya says, can we play musical chairs? I'm kidding. Heather, this is what Heather said. She goes, actually, that is a fun game. It's like, guys, have you heard about this game? It's actually really fun.
So Mary's like, oh, well, Amanda's been having issues with the dad of her children. So, and then we get Amanda's telling us in her interview. She's like, yeah, you know, she co-parents with the kid's dad, and he's been a really good dad. But the past 2 months, shit just hit the fan, and he's gone off the grid, and she's crying, and it's really sad.
It's sad and dark, and it makes me concerned that the storyline is not going to wrap up well, you know?
It just cuts back to them like, fresh, smells fresh.
Smells fresh. There's champagne. Guys, no, for real though, Musical Chairs is like a really great game, and I play it with Tark's kids, and they really like it, okay? So, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm just putting it out there.
So they're like, what are we celebrating? And Jason's like, it's a pregnancy test.
So we're up 25% this year, and like, it's our best year ever, despite like a really soft market. And like, we're going to be doing $300 million this year. And then Maya's like, oh, $380, including Davina's listing. And by the way, is Davina not at this? Why? Like, literally, when Christine said that Davina's the only one in the office who did not have fake boobs, I think there's a correlation to why she's not in like half the scenes. She wasn't at the party. She's not at this. I think, like, until she gets fake boobs, the twins are going to ice her out of half the show, which is very
and blonde sad. Hair and yeah. bleacher hair. Yeah, these guys, they seem super class.
Yeah.
So,
and I'm not advocating for her to get fake boobs. I'm just saying, I think that she's being discriminated against for having regular boobs.
Yes, boobery discrimination.
Yes,
boobist.
They're boobists. Yes, for sure.
So Christine, just always trying to start shit, is like, so Mary, any idea what wedding venue you guys are gonna get? Huh? And Mary's like, now she's like wiping her eyes. She's like,
I had pizza.
Yeah. She's like, yeah. You know, we've seen like every type of venue. We've seen farms, we've seen churches, we've seen rooftops, we've seen hotels, slip and slide. We looked at the slip and slide one time. Now we're looking. It's going great.
Georgia and California and everywhere. I've never been to me, honestly. Okay. Like, okay, Mary.
And Jason's like, worst case scenario, you know you can always use my house, my little red skin. You know that, right? And she's like, oh my God, hun, I love you. Speaking of...
They're like,
who says this? Oh,
I don't know. Speaking of,
have you told Davina yet?
It probably was like... Oh, they probably all took one word in that sentence. Speaking
told Davina yet? Hi.
Hi, it smells fresh in here. Oh, my God. So Mary is full of bullshit.
Like, she's like, well, I thought I would tell her, but, like, I haven't seen her, and I thought maybe it would be better in person if I, like, told her in person, so I'm just going to wait till I see her in person. So no one say anything.
And
right?
Maya's
no one
like,
said anything.
And Maya's like, but everyone knows but her. And then Mary's head just starts to like left and right. Like, how do you guys all know? It's like out of control. It's like her wiring gets lost. Oh my God. Someone give me the back of a chair. I need to hold on to something. I can't stop. Too much pizza. By the way, Mary, you could just call, like, I know she wants to do it in person, but she could have also just called up Davina and said, hey, can we get coffee right now? So her whole, I just haven't seen her yet, is bullshit. Sorry,
okay. So Jason's like, well, you know, I think office dynamics should come before your husband. And Chriselle's like, well, I know that neither of you have been in a real relationship like me, who's so happily married. But listen, if you ask anybody at this table, if, you know, you had to take a stance, they would choose their man over the office.
And yeah, and Christine's basically like, excuse me, but Davina is a human being with feelings, and she already knows because I already told her. Oops, sorry.
She's got feelings and emotion and super awkward doily dresses that we interact with on a daily basis, so I'm telling her dress.
She's also trying to sell a house for an 80s villain, and if she doesn't do it in 3 months, she's going to get killed. So, like, let's have some compassion a little bit.
Yeah, and while you guys are trying to figure out who you're firing and not inviting, just know that you're all invited to my engagement party, okay?
Yeah, and you get bonus points if you dress up like Emmy Rossum. Okay, sexual fan of the opera.
Yeah. And she's like, there's a few surprises. It's casual and sexual. And Maya goes, what does this mean?
It means wear a hard hat because we will be dropping a chandelier on you. Yes.
And Brett keeps going, the Oscars. It's like the Oscars. She's like, no. He goes, like the Oscars. And she goes, it's basically like the Emmys.
She downgrades herself. Daytime Emmys, basically. It's going to be a sexual cocktail party.
The Cable Ace Awards. Dress like you're going to those, okay?
It's basically like a pre-nomination party for the BAFTAs.
And Maya goes, oh, you're inviting Davina, right? I'm kidding, everyone. And Mary rolls her eyes. And Chriselle's like, is it possible to coexist with Christine? I mean, yes. Sometimes I wonder how much she was hugged as a child, because she can really hit below the belt. But, I mean, as far as going to Christine's party, I haven't decided yet, and I don't need to.
I just don't know if I'm going to that party. I mean, I'll be there. I'm obviously going to be there. But I'm just not sure if I'm going to. So now Mary and Romaine are at a restaurant. And they do that, like, annoying patter when they sit down. Like, oh, my God, it's nice to finally go out with you. I mean, like, we've just been so busy. Me with real estate and you with turning the TV on and watching it and then turning it off. We've just been so busy.
It's like, yeah. And she's just swiveling around on her chair, of course.
They put on her stool. Bad choice for her.
And she's like, so are you sure you don't want to just elope? He's like, not going to happen. And she's like, so we have guests flying in from out of town. We don't even have a venue yet. And I just, you know, Jason offered his house, which, I mean, I don't know what you think. But, I mean, I don't know.
He's like, no. Mais non. And he's like, no, I will not get married in my ex's house, my girlfriend's ex's house. No, I will not do that.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not going to. No, babe, I don't care. Would you get married at the ex-girlfriend's house? I'm not going to get married at your ex-boyfriend's, period.
So he's being a total dick, and then he's doing that thing where he's like, relax, oh my God, relax, like, what the hell, relax. I'm like, you're the one being a dick and riling poor Mary up, and she can barely sit straight as it is.
Yes, her head's going to fall off. And she's like, but I don't want to hurt Davina's feelings. We have to invite her. He's like, I really don't give shit how she's going to feel about it. She's like, but I have to work with her. He's like, well, then you care about the damage? That's all you care about is the damage at the work. And she's like, well, yeah. I mean, that's where I work. And
yeah.
He's like, did she care about damage at work?
Yeah, it's like, and you know what? Mary is right, though, because it's like, okay, so she said something that offended Romaine. God forbid, she said one thing. And rather than, like, maybe, like, talking it out or whatever, he would rather his future wife have a miserable work existence and that potentially impact her money than just, like, inviting Davina and just, like, getting over it. Jesus.
Yeah, he's an idiot, and I don't care what they're saying. She's obviously paying for everything, so let's stop pretending. So, yes, her job does fucking matter, sir. It's going to buy your house. It's going to pay for this wedding. It's going to pay for the diamond in her ring. So, yeah, it kind of matters.
Yeah, and we know that she pays for everything because he's getting in such a... He's getting all into a snit over these things that... over Davina saying that he pays for everything. It's just bullshit. Yeah,
he's been emasculated.
molested by a woman. Ugh.
Yeah.
So she's like, look, it hurts me that you don't give a shit that this is going to affect my work. And he's like, stop talking about her. I'm getting pissed. And then he just, his face is just so like.
Yeah.
He just and it never really moves. It's hard because I give him way too much expression for what he actually has. But he's just like.
His main expression is basically like, I am angry, so I will touch nose to lip.
Yes. So he's like, stop talking about her. I'm getting pissed off. She goes, so am I. And he goes, you're being stupid. I was like, oh, I'm like backing my chair up in a bar. I was like, oh, hell no.
So is Mary. She's like, oh, God, the chair's going back. Who put wheels on my stool?
So how does this end? Because my last note is, you're coming off as a dick. You know that? I'm not.
Yeah. She's she's saying you're really coming off as a dick, which is sort of like a reference to, I think, the fact that cameras are there. And she's like, we're ending this conversation right now. And he goes, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I'm like, well, enjoy the rest of your 5-year marriage, Mary, because we know it's not going longer than that. Let's be honest.
Yeah. Wow. Classy guy, guys.
Seriously, get over it, dude.
You've got to vet your hot guys, okay? And I know like a hot guy from another country sounds really hot. Get Google Translate because you have to know what the fuck hot people are thinking. It's usually nothing. Yeah. But if it is, you have to know these people are jerks. It's not enough that they're just hot, okay? Find out if he's an emotionally abusive asshole.
Okay? Also, like if someone's hot and doesn't show personality for the first year or so, you know that the only personality that then will ever surface is going to be a bad one. And that's exactly what's happened.
Yeah. Well. Yep. Well, that brings us to the end of that, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. Go check out our face masks over at crappinsmerch.com. And we'll be back. If you want to watch this video, go watch it. There's also all of our videos available at Crappins On Demand. Yeah. We'll also be doing the Padma show, I believe, on video this week.
Why not? Yeah.
Tasting America.
Taste the nation. So we're going to check in on that show. And in the meantime, do all those other things, and we'll talk to you on the next episode. Bye, everyone.